The Agony Aunties podcast mini-series. Each week, we're diving into some of your questions and offering our unique insights and therapeutic expertise to help you navigate life's challenges. As seasoned therapists, I'm quite a lot more seasoned than my daughters. We're here to share our thoughts, perspectives, and a dose of compassion. So get ready for each episode where listener questions take center stage and we do our best to provide you with thoughtful guidance and a touch of wisdom. Hello, Emily and Sophie. This is from somebody who loves the podcast and she wants to hear our thoughts on something that has recently affected her family that she's found difficult to navigate. My young adult child has broken up and should I relate to their ex? We liked his ex and are wondering if maintaining some contact with her is okay. To our surprise, the advice from around us mainly appears to be cut her off. Young love tends not to last and we are overstepping. But this sits badly with us. We agree completely that their relationship is now none of our business, but we grew to like and care about her. And while our son is our top priority, it feels cruel and tribal to simply wipe her out of our lives. My daughter and I, in particular, do actually miss her and have felt a bit like going through a weird disenfranchised grief. To be clear, the breakup wasn't amicable, but there are no third parties.
It's a really interesting question, and I love the amount of detail. I totally get that you built a relationship with her and you want it to continue, but ultimately the primary relationship was between this person and your son. So I think that if you want to sort of carry on having a relationship with this woman, you need to check with your son first, because that's the relationship that matters the most. And I think, you know, saying hello, whatever, I think it seems really harmless. And if it helps you to kind of gradually wean yourself off having her in your life, then that's okay. But I do think that you should speak to your son first if you want to continue to have a relationship with her, and allow yourself permission, give yourself permission to grieve the loss of the relationship. That's a valid grief. That's a valid loss to have, even if it's not one that we sort of tend to think about much as a society.
I would definitely second. That was my first thought, was speak with your son. The other thought that I had was that it also may be quite confusing for the ex-girlfriend if it wasn't amicable. And perhaps, I don't know, obviously we don't know this, but whether it wasn't her choice for the relationship to end, it might be quite complex. We don't know this, but if she's ended a relationship with your son and yet there's still lots of desire to be part of the family or be part of the relationship, a continuing relationship with you may also be quite confusing. So it's worth considering what message it might send or whether they might add to the difficulty of her separating, her moving on. If in some way she stays close to you, possibly it's also a way of trying to stay close to your son. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but it's worth considering what it might be like for her to stay in contact and whether it actually it's what's most healing for everybody involved.
With all of you, I just broke contact with your boyfriends and partners, and actually I didn't mind. It didn't bother me at all. I was probably just a tough old bag. But I do think when relationships end, you know, there's a possibility that you can become friends and reconvene the relationship, but you need space between the ending and the recognition of the intimacy of the relationship is over before you can create a friendship. And I agree with both of you that the son, you know, has the one who has the vote to say whether you see the girl or not. And I actually have worked with people whose parents insist on seeing the ex-partner, and it is estranged them from their own child. So I think it's an issue that's probably more common than we sort of fully recognise. But I think for emotions to kind of recognise the reality of the loss, allow yourself to grieve the ending, you need actual physical and psychological space between you and the person you've broken up with. And so that would include their family in my book. So thank you for that question. I hope it gives you some kind of way of thinking about it for yourself. Even if you don't agree with us, it might give you kind of other viewpoints. And everyone listening, send in your questions. We love our little Agony Aunt episodes. And thank you for listening.